This Wednesday, the 27th, is our first prayer meeting in the choir room. We will spread out in the choir room, and you are welcome to wear masks. Next Sunday, May 31, will be the first worship service in the fellowship hall following this hiatus. There will be three or four options for worshiping the Lord. Live streaming through sermon audio will continue, as we have been doing since 2017. Speakers will be set up so that people may park their cars behind the fellowship hall and either stay in their cars or get out in chairs they bring from home and hear the service outside. In addition, we may be able to tune into the service using an AM radio station, and so stay tuned on that. We encourage you to consider carefully whether you should attend or not. These are odd times. The session is not hoping that all regular attenders in the past will come in person next Sunday. Please evaluate your condition and your family's condition in terms of danger. We do not encourage you to come at all costs. We encourage you to set aside the whole Christian Sabbath, Sunday, apart, and to worship during that day, but not necessarily in person. We do not have a stay-at-home order here in South Carolina, but consider whether staying at home is best for you at this time. If you decide to come, here are some of the strange arrangements. This is a test run. We are still learning. First, please practice the 6-foot separation of social distancing. We'll have a food drive for PATH that day, and those food drive items will be collected in the drive-through portico at the fellowship hall. There will be no nursery. Small children must remain with their family the whole time they are here. Restrooms will be available, although their use should be limited. Hand sanitizer and sanitizing wipes will be available. There will be no Sunday school, no early prayer meeting, no evening service, no hymnals, no congregational singing, which is one of the greatest dangers in reopening. Coughing and singing have a lot in common. You breathe heavily out when you sing, and you inhale heavily when you sing as well. We do plan to have solos and duets. There will be no water fountains available, no coffee, no access to the kitchen except in emergencies. No gathering for fellowship in the building, either before or after the service. And there will be no access to the playground. Offering plates will be at the doors, but will not be passed. We will not be celebrating communion at this time. The rows of blue chairs that have been placed in the fellowship hall by the deacons are in rows 6 feet apart, front to back. These chairs will only be used for the weekly worship service, so they will be used only once a week during this time. People who live in the same house are encouraged to sit together. Separation between household groups should be 6 feet. The blue chairs are essentially 2 feet by 2 feet, so there should be 3 chairs between or separating any 2 family groups or individuals. We welcome those wishing to wear masks to do so, but the wearing of masks is not required. No masks will be provided. Dismissal directly through the doors after the service will be by rows, beginning at the rear of the hall, under the direction of the deacons and ushers, after which everyone is encouraged to go directly to their cars. We desire to love and serve one another well. We desire to consider one another as more important than ourselves. As Philippians 2 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Our primary goal is to glorify God, which includes the following biblical commands. Number one, not to give up meeting together, from Hebrews chapter 10. 2, to be in subjection to the governing authorities the Lord Himself has placed above us, Romans 13. And 3, to love one another as He has loved us, John 13, 34. Please pray for our safety, for our obedience, for our agape love, and our joy in the Lord, which is our strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10.